happy with the president's plan to import more beef.
President Trump's plan to cut record beef prices by importing more meat from Argentina is running into heated opposition from U.S. ranchers who are enjoying some rare profitable years. Republican Congressman Don Bacon says Nebraskans have a real beef with this.
I've been hearing from farmers and ranchers and elected officials that they've been calling me saying this is a terrible policy.
There is also skepticism from agricultural economists who say the president's move probably would not lead to cheaper prices at grocery stores because Argentine beef accounts for such a small slice of beef imports. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The federal government has sent the National Guard to several cities recently. The administration says it's to help fight crime. The Republican governor of Louisiana has requested troops in New Orleans, but CBS's Katie Weiss reports.
Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick doesn't think it's necessary to have that kind of federal troop support. She even added that New Orleans police officers, she says, quote, we are peacemakers and soldiers are trained to engage in enemy combat. Our community is not our enemy, but they are here to help support us in law enforcement functions. She said, I'm not confused about our different missions, but there's some things we can overlap on.
In Manhattan, a raid on Canal Street, where street vendors sell counterfeit goods. Alice Gaynor is with CBS News New York.
According to the NYPD, this is an ICE enforcement operation with no NYPD involvement. Now, law enforcement sources say federal agents from ICE and other agencies were conducting raids on Chinatown streets in the Canal Street area, reportedly to arrest undocumented immigrants.
Opening statements are set to begin later today in Sean Grayson's murder trial in Illinois. The former sheriff's deputy shot Sonia Massey inside her home last year after she called 911 to report a prowler. Grayson claims he shot her in self-defense. An update now on a baby found on a subway platform in Midtown Manhattan Monday. Our Matt Piper tells us video has been released of a person they want to question.
The footage shows a woman carrying what appears to be a bundle of sheets or blankets in her arms. She's wearing pink pants and a red cap. The NYPD said the baby girl was wrapped in a sheet on the steps of the 34th Street subway stop at Penn Station. Police say her umbilical cord was still attached, but they had not found any evidence indicating that she was born on a train or in the station.
The baby did not appear to have any injuries. And the Louvre reopened this morning in Paris, 3 days after thieves forced open a window and stole French crown jewels in a brazen daytime raid on the museum. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
VapoCool!
Hi, this is Sarah at the Department of Rejected Dreams. If you had a dream rejected, IKEA can make it possible.
I've always dreamed of a beautiful kitchen, but my wife just wants to stay organized.
You know what they say about opposites.
That they can't agree on a kitchen?
Well, IKEA kitchens come in many styles with a variety of customizable organizers. So maybe you're not opposites at all.
Beautiful and organized. Now we just have to figure out what to eat.
That's a different department. Get the kitchen of your dreams at a price you didn't dream possible at ikea.us/dreamkitchen. Dream the possibilities.
You may want to consider tofurkey this Thanksgiving.
The American Farm Bureau Federation reports the nation's turkey flock has decreased to its smallest size in 40 years, thanks to a fall rebound in avian flu cases. Not only will there be fewer gobblers in grocery stores, they'll be more expensive. Prices are expected to be about 40% higher than last year. The National Turkey Federation expects supply to be especially tight for fresh or specific sized birds if cases of avian flu increase over the next few weeks. So if you're picky, shop early. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
While it's great to be employed, a new study by the group Jobs for the Future found 6 in 10 U.S. workers say their job's not a quality position. That means one that offers basics such as fair pay, a steady schedule, and career growth. Of the more than 18,000 surveyed, money was a big factor, with a third saying they were struggling. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with occasional showers and a low close to 40. Look for more clouds for tomorrow, a pop-up shower or two possible, and still breezy. A high in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for Thursday and Friday, high low 50s. It's 46 right now.
Your mind. It's a new vibration. Crystal blue persuasion. Crystal blue persuasion.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
I live on the apartment on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Union.
you're no
just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning.
spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Nothing says cozy comfort like the rich, buttery, baked from scratch goodness of Linda's Sugar Bliss. Picture this: warm cookies fresh from the oven, show-stopping cakes, and pastries that'll make your fall gatherings unforgettable. It's pure bakery happiness that's guaranteed to please. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let it get away.
made me feel like a man inside. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby, loving me.
Now the nights are long and lonely, and I ain't too strong, babe. I just miss you so. And you're too proud, I won't give in. But when I think about all I can win, I keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that died. Get away, playing every day.
And timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
WRJN. love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile. Some may go, he will surely be his. When the one that left us here returns for us at least, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray.
Try to love one another right now.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
You know that she's just my style.
always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me want to tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
WZTI
CBS
Greenfield.
News Brief. At least one protester arrested in New York City after masked ICE agents descend. CBS New York's Alice Gaynor.
Law enforcement sources say federal agents from ICE and other agencies were conducting raids on Chinatown streets in the Canal Street area, reportedly to arrest undocumented immigrants.
New Orleans Police Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick tells CBS News she is expecting National Guard troops to arrive there next month. Correspondent Katie Weiss.
She said, quote, "We're working together and planning their deployment, that they're not coming in to take us over, that this is a partnership."
The New York Times reports the president wants the Justice Department to pay him $230 million for investigations during his first term in office. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
President Trump has long aired grievances about investigations into his conduct, and now he is apparently formalizing them in this form.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.